Have you signed up for Syrup yet? It's free. It's also free of algorithms, ads, bots, and data tracking. Sign up today. It feels like bears are constantly in the news cycle as of late. A black bear was spotted on top of a picnic table at the Alouette Lake Campground in Golden Ears Provincial Park, despite signs warning visitors not to leave food unattended. Don't give bears an opportunity to create a public safety risk. Securing attractants is the best way to help keep people and bears safe, the Ministry of Environment and Parks advised. The ministry said staff were monitoring the situation, but the bear will have to be killed. If you've been following the news about Tex, the grizzly bear on Texada Island, Mamalila Kuala First Nation has offered to have the animal translocated to its traditional territory. However, the province has said it wants to leave the grizzly on Texada. They were planning to leave it until it leaves the island on its own, either when it needs to hibernate or when it wants to mate next season, said Mamalila Kuala Chief John Powell. The problem is that it's nearly a year if it doesn't leave until next spring, and it's unlikely that it's not going to have interaction with a human being. Mamalila Kuala's territory is around Port McNeil, up Knight Inlet and through the Broughton Archipelago. Meanwhile, several hikers on the Rubble Creek Trail to Garibaldi Lake had to be escorted out of the backcountry due to aggressive cougars in the area. A viral TikTok from travel bloggers at the _ exploring duo recounted their experience, thanking conservation officers for getting them to safety. A business owner in Point Roberts, Wash, is calling on state politicians to help the dire situation that's resulted from fewer Canadian visitors following U.S. President Donald Trump tariff and territorial threats to Canada. We need focused assistance, whether in the form of direct financial relief, policy adjustments to ease cross-border commerce, or incentives that encourage visitation and investment, Ali Hayden, owner of International Marketplace, said in a June 9 letter. Time is not on our side, she said. We'll end with this. Beautiful photos of the strawberry moon from South Okanagan photographer Greg Reilly. The images were captured June 10 from Osoyoos. What is Syrup? Our parent company, Lodestar Media, launched a new social newsfeed for Canadians. Syrup helps fill the gap left by Meta's ban on Canadian news. It's a space Canadian journalists can share their stories, free of ads and bots. Everyday folks can post too, engage with journalists in the comments and upvote their favorite stories. We're just getting started. We even have a sweet contest going on right now, to get folks communicating and connecting. Join the Syrup family today. Are you a journalist on Syrup? Email hello@syrupsocial.com to get verified.